Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 282 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you live every Monday night, live here on Facebook, always live on Facebook. Also, though, the podcast is available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. And as always, the podcast is available on iTunes. And while you're there, five-star rate and review. If you love the video version of it, you can catch it over on Spotify. Also at Spotify, you can five-star rate and review. So definitely check that out. Patreon.com/KMF podcast is where all the bonus episodes are located. Go and subscribe. Become a member. Patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bar is dropping new flavors like crazy. New puff flavors. They got peanut butter puff. They got, I don't know, your sister's ass puff. I don't know what they got. Everything's a puff now at Built Bar. And that kind of annoys me a little bit. Listen, I'm a sponsor, but I'll say the truth. I like just a regular protein bar. But if you like marshmallow, these new flavors are all up your alley. Check them out at BuiltBar.com. Use code WWBROPODCAST. You will save yourself 10% off your order. Sail Away Coffee, the best tasting nitro brew out there. Nothing better than a nice tall glass of nitro brew with a lot of ice on a hot summer day. It's coming. Summer's here. So get yourself some nitro brew. Go to sailawaycoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. Save 10% off your order. My buddy John Ziegler has released his debut comedy special. It's been on YouTube now. I think he's almost at 100,000 views, so definitely go help him out. Let's cross that line. Also follow him on Instagram over at John Ziegler Comedy. The link for his special is in his bio. Check it out. It's called John Ziegler Getting My Affairs in Order. Follow him at John Ziegler Comedy on Instagram. All right, everybody. How was your weekend? How was Father's Day? Happy Father's Day. We'll start with that. Happy Father's Day to my pop, my brother Mike, and to all the fathers out there. Happy non-Father's Day to guys like me who are happy not being a dad. It's okay. It's okay. You know, if you didn't want kids and that nonsense, whatever, but you know, happy Father's Day to us. Like not making it happen. Thank you to all my exes for helping with that. You know, thank you to Low T and Good Timing. I don't know what else to say, but like, you know, especially since some of my exes have kids. So it's like, oh my God, dodging bullets. That's how we do it. You know, like Superman. Anyway, just wanted to wish everybody happy Father's Day. I don't know where that came from. But yeah, Father's Day was awesome. We had a great day. Actually, the whole weekend was good. Saturday, I hung out with my brothers for a little bit. Me and my dad went and had cigars afterwards. Then we went to my brother's the next day, hung out there all day, cigars, barbecue, lots of good food, good people. So my brother's friends came by. And I was there till like 10 o'clock last night. And I'm like, I should have taken a day off and made it a long weekend. But anyway, it was just a really good weekend celebrating some good people. I see a lot of hate on, well, not hate, but like, you know, blowback about Mother's Day being like, you know, it's Mother's Day. And it's like, do all these things for Mother's Day and Father's Day. It's just like, hey, go grill this. And I don't think that's true necessarily. But as a mama's boy, yeah, I guess the mom gets more like of a show of it. I don't know. But it's just funny to see people actually get upset about that. It's some people joke about it, but some people are actually legit upset about that. But just enjoy the day. You know, and listen, it could be a hard day for some people. You know, like Mother's Day is a very hard day for me. So I try not to, you know, Father's Day, I'm not trying to rub it in or anything. There's people out there who are trying to become dads and can't, who've lost their fathers, who are estranged from their fathers. So it's a different day for a lot of people. But I, you know, I'm very lucky, very blessed to have my dad here, and he's the best dad ever. So I will celebrate that, you know, and then, you know, Mother's Day, like I said, it's tough because my mom's not here. But again, on that front too, I was blessed with the best mom ever. So I was lucky. I have best parents ever. And, you know, I will not trade that time I had with my mom for anything in the world. We were actually telling some funny stories this weekend at my brother's house. Like the time I left my brother in the city. I didn't really leave him in the city. It was a group of us. It was like 10 of us. Cabs came. You can't fit three big guys in one cab. So me and Nick got into one with a couple other people. My brother got into cabs with somebody else. They went ahead of us. I don't know if I told the story or not already. If I did, I'm sorry, but it relates to what happened yesterday. So when I got home, I said to my pop, Mike, is everybody in? He goes, yep. I guess he's thinking that Mike is with me. And I go, oh, Mike made it back already. And my mother just like flipped. And what happened was when I got to Penn Station, their cab, they left like 10 minutes before us. So when we got there, a train had just left. And like, there's no way they're not on that train. And if we didn't get on the train that we got on that second, we'd have to wait till like the 1:30 train, the drunk train. So we got on the train and my brother had to wait for the drunk train. And my mother screamed and yelled at me the whole time. Every 5 minutes came in kicking my bed. And I left my brother in the city. What am I doing? And we were telling my nephews that story and they were laughing. So they went off, they were riding their bikes. And they come back. There was four of them, three of them. Rocco heard the ice cream man and took off. So Lucas didn't come back with Rocco. So it was kind of like the same thing. But, you know, you get worried for a second. You know, kids come out, go out, and they'll come back. I mean, that's the thing, too. I don't know how I can handle being a parent because I get, like, anxiety about everything. I'm watching these kids do things in the pool, like do flips. They put like boogie boards in the pool and they go to jump on them. And I'm like nervous. They're going to fall and hit their heads. And like, it just gives me so much anxiety. You have to worry about this child for forever. It's gotta be exhausting. So really, I mean, hats off to all the parents out there. Guys, definitely better than me and doing something that I couldn't do and don't want to do right now. So, again, I don't begrudge anybody if they want to have kids. They are, it's not easy. I see that. So hope everybody had a great Father's Day. I know the week kicked off great for me. I saw The Flash on Thursday. Me and my best friend Nick went and saw The Flash. I'm not going to give any spoilers. Just going to say this movie was amazing. And, Michael Keaton once again showed us all he is the best Batman. If anybody had a doubt who the greatest Batman of all time was, Michael Keaton will just remind you in this. I don't think anybody has encapsulated the Batman character the way Michael Keaton has. He is Batman. That's it. I'm just 70 years old, still the best Batman in the world ever. Awesome, awesome, awesome time at the movies. I got popcorn and a soda, of course. I'm like, maybe I'll get like carrot sticks and this. No, I got popcorn and butter. And I ate a lot this weekend. So whatever track I was trying to get back on, it kind of derailed a little bit. But I have been doing a little better with my eating and planning and stuff like that. I know I've been coming on here and talking about a lot of different things. You know, finding motivation, pushing myself, just getting it done, not making excuses. And, you know, I always look for motivation in different places than most people do. Always professional wrestling, right? I talk about it a lot. I do find a lot of motivation in some of the things they show on professional wrestling. And this Saturday, I made the whole Cigar Lounge listen to it. CM Punk was back. And he cut a promo. One of the best promos I think I've ever heard. One of the best promos of the summer. But what I love about CM Punk is that he is very true to who he is. true to his beliefs and what he stands for. And here's a guy, and believe me, this will all tie in a second, I promise. Here's a guy who was out of this company for 10 months. He's in AEW now. Kind of got suspended what happened last year with the media scrum and the fight afterwards with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. And then he had surgery on his tricep. He tore his tricep right off the bone. So he came back the other night. And, you know, when he is going to give him a live microphone, everybody wants to know what he's going to say. But, you know, I'm not going to do word for word. I'm just going to paraphrase a little bit. He was like, yeah, this is me. I've always been me. This is always who I've been. And if you don't like it, you could either, you know, you don't have to cheer me. You don't have to, you could boo me. You know, if you love me, awesome. If you don't, great. That's great too. And he actually pointed to the signs. People have like, someone's like, CM Punk is my hero. And so the other person had a sign that said, CM Punk? CM Junk. And he was like, yeah, you can call me that too. You can call me your hero. You can call me, say I'm junk. He goes, that's your prerogative. That's okay. That's how you see me. And it got me like thinking, yes, you know, I just got like fired up because I do put a lot of stock in the way people view me. And I was talking about it last week. About being insecure, going places and things like that. But like, here's the thing. Listen, if you want to look at me and just see somebody who's overweight, okay. If you actually want to look at me and see the person that I am and that I'm more than the number of on a scale or anything else, that's probably the better way to go about it. And but that's cool too, but you have that choice and neither one of them is right or wrong. And that's kind of what I got from this. He was saying, no matter what you want to do, it's not right or it's not wrong. Here's what it is. And on Instagram too, I feel like, you know, I'm out of place and with my postings and this and that. Cause I, for so long it was meals, it was weigh-ins, it was all this and trying to find my way back to everything. And it's like, no, just be who you are. And we get obsessed with the followers. And I'm close to 10,000. And I'll probably never get 10,000. And I realize that because of the algorithm so screwed up and everything. But also because I'm so all over the place. You know, if I'm on track, it's on track stuff. If, you know, but there's going to be cigar stuff and wrestling and all this stuff that I like. And guess what? It's my page and I'll be who I am. And again, this kind of goes back to what I was saying too about people in your life that aren't really there. Like either you're in, awesome. If you're not, that's awesome too. And maybe that's not what he was going at with the promo, but that's what I was getting at and relating to. You know, I've made a lot of changes with that. And, you know, just recently this week, someone from the past reached out. And it was to rub something in my face. I mean, let's be honest. And they did it like in a, you know, in a sly way. I don't want to give too much away in case they listen, but like it was this person that was in my life and, you know, it was always on their terms. And I noticed at a certain point, they even started texting me from another phone. Hold on, before I get back to that, I want to post, I put this up on the show here. This is lyrics from a song from the Bouncing Souls. I'm a clown, I'm a monkey, maybe I'm a jerk, whatever you make me out to be. I know the difference and what you say, it doesn't matter to me. There we go. I just wanted to put that up there. Nick wrote it. Kind of goes along with what we were saying. But back to this person. At one point we were very close. I thought we were. I was warned by other people not to let them in. I let them in. I noticed at a certain point they wouldn't text me from their regular phone, their work phone. I know what that means. It means they're seeing somebody or whatever. I'm not dumb. And I texted from a burner phone. Even calling me from that phone, wouldn't answer the other one, wouldn't do anything with the other one. and we would text, and it was like pulling teeth. So then I remember I sent something, and then a week later they responded to that text like it was like 2 seconds later. I'm like, you know what? F this. Like, seriously, F this. And that was 4 months ago. And out of the blue, I got a text message from the other day, and I said, like, you know, long time, you know, it's, and I kind of said, like, you know, you just fell off the face of the earth. And of course they tried to put it on me that I was the one that last responded. They were the one who last actually texted. I'm like, yeah, but it was like a week after. I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'm done. It's like something I wasn't even, like, involved with. It's like, you know, just done. I'm just done with this. I'm not trying to be something for anybody anymore. Like, I'm not trying to be a safety blanket or, you know, someone that you could fall back on. I'm going to be who I am, and I'm going to say what I want to say. And if it pisses you off, it does. If not, great. So, like, we made a joke about something, and they sent me a picture, and I could see on the picture that they're wearing an engagement ring. Okay, just tell me you got fucking engaged. Like, why are we playing games? I don't even care, to be honest. I'm happy for them. Like, I have no, there's no, like, you know, oh, it should be me. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, so I said, I brought it up and they kind of played it off. And I'm like, yes, I'm very happy. Well, and I was trying to, I wanted to find out, like, I'm happy for you. Normal people have a conversation about this, normal friends, but then it didn't turn. So I'm like, you know what? Again. Okay, so you're not in. And they stopped text. They text like the next 2 days. I don't know, but it was just like, whatever. And the thing I get it from that is, listen, I'm going to be the same person now. I'm not going to be the person that will, you know, coddle people and be the person to fall back on if it's not warranted. I'll be there for my friends all day long. I'll be there for people who deserve it because it's twofold. But I'm not going to change who I am. I'm going to be the person I'm going to be. And I get that from CM Punk. I get that. And it's weird as a 44-year-old man, almost 44-year-old man, drawing this much inspiration from a soon-to-be 45-year-old man who's a professional wrestler. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds weird. But you get your motivation where you get it from. You get wherever you need to get from where you get it from. If this lights a fire under my ass, if this makes me go full force, unapologetic, balls to the wall, then that's it. I'll take it. Because already in my head, I'm like, there's things I want to cut up like a reel, you know, like getting back on track and stuff like that. And listen, that's stupid, right? But again, that's the positive thing of social media. We talk about the negatives all the time. Some of the positives, it can be a motivating factor. You know, to put those reels out there, getting back and letting people know that I am back and doing the damn thing. And, you know, I'm going to do it my way. And I know that was kind of, if it doesn't tie in for you, I it's okay, but it makes sense to me. I know it was a lot. I just uncovered there. I didn't even want to talk about that person that texted me, but it just came up in that aspect because, you know, I saw it was somebody else's birthday that I used to talk to. And, you know, the old me would have been like, hey, happy birthday. And, like, you know, it's been like getting in, you know, this conversation that wasn't going to go anywhere. Empty promises and all that stuff where that's not who I am. I mean, I am a person like I've said it many times in here. You know, I will do anything for my friends, my family, but. And I feel I'm wrong, I'm done. And, you know, I don't want to deal with a lot of people's drama. I don't like drama. You know, it's just, I didn't text happy birthday. Sorry. Sorry that I'm not sorry. But if you want that happy birthday message, you got to do the things in between to get that happy birthday message. You got to be your friends as well. You got to do the right thing. So, anyway. What I also wanted to talk about today is 10 years to the day that we lost James Gandolfini, the actor who played Tony Soprano on The Sopranos, also in a lot of other movies. He was a phenomenal actor. I just go back and watch some of his movies that he was in. And one that one of his first movies that where I noticed him from, that when he got the Sopranos role, I'm like, oh my God, that's the guy. That's the dude from the movie Angie with Gina Davis. I was like, oh my God, that's him. So I knew him from that. And, you know, if you know me, you follow me, you know, The Sopranos is a huge thing for me. It's a huge show. It's a big part of my life. I do Tony Soprano Summer all the time. That's all I quote. And Tony Soprano Summer, people, if you don't know what it is, there's no like really meaning to it. It's just doing whatever you want when you want to do it, enjoying yourself, having a good time. You know, I have cigars on lunch. That's Tony Soprano Summer. Hanging out by the pool, Tony Soprano Summer. It's just something that I, you know, meant to like enjoy your life, because Tony Soprano lived his life to the fullest on the show, did everything he wanted to do. And what I love about The Sopranos is one, the acting was phenomenal. Second, also, you know, you think about like, could anybody else play these characters? That's what I like about a show as well. Could anybody else be Tony Soprano? James Gandolfini is Tony Soprano. And this is what actors hate. Actors hate, I think, when they play an iconic role and that's what they're known for. But I mean, I think that's so amazing as well, because it means you embodied that role and made it what it is. I mean, you can't see anybody else as Tony Soprano. You can't see anybody else as George Costanza. You can't see any, you know, think about the great TV characters. You can't see anybody else as Ari Gold from Entourage. These people have taken their character and they've made it bigger than life. And, you know, to me, James Gandolfini was Sunday nights. And it was every Sunday night watching The Sopranos with my mom, my family. And, you know, being Italian, we related to a lot on the show as far as the family aspect, things that people said, the way people acted, you know, the nuances, the slang. You know, there was North Jersey, I'm on Long Island. It's not that far. It's very similar to this, you know, it's the same Italians from North Jersey to out in South, from North Jersey, Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, Staten Island, you know, out here on Long Island. It's all the same attitude of people. And when this show came along, one, I'm a big mob movie fan. So when this was like, okay, it's about the mafia, but also his home life, I was like, yeah, this sounds awesome. And I was hooked the first show. Absolutely hooked the first show. I love every character on that show. I mean, every character's got their own thing. I mean, how could you not like Uncle June? The grumpy uncle, like me. The mother, his mother on the show, reminded me so much of my grandmother. Not the crazy, gonna kill your own son, manipulative thing. Just how she acted as an older Italian woman. It was like my grandmother, like no windows open. Giving, you know, asking if you want something to eat and not eating. And not, you know, saying, no, I ate already, and then putting the food down in front of you. So the show itself took on like a whole new life. And there's only six seasons, six and a half, kind of. But, you know, James Gandolfini was the guy. He was our anti-hero. He was, you know, if you look at it like good guy, bad guy, he was a bad guy. But he played that character so well. You were brought in, you were drawn in by his flaws and his imperfections. Because listen, no one's perfect. We're all, you know, we're all again being watched out there, being judged. Nobody's perfect. And I think the more imperfect Tony was, the more we loved him as an audience. And the better James Gandolfini brought that through. That's a shame. He's only 50 years old, passed away of a heart attack. He was in Italy with his son. And, you know, when somebody goes that young, right away, you're like, you know, damn, he had so much more life to live. You think about his family. And then, but as a fan, you also think about all the work that he could have done. You know, imagine a Sopranos movie or something, you know, and not even Sopranos then, just regular. The last movie he did was with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I forget the name of it. I think it's like Enough Said or something like that. But it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. He was great. He was phenomenal in that movie. Playing like an older divorced dad, dating. He was great. And that's the thing too. Like, you know, it's Tony Soprano, but you can actually forget for a little while that that's Tony Soprano because he's such a great actor. As much as he brought, Enough Said. Yep. Nick said it's a great flick. As much as he brought you in as Tony, you watch those other roles, you were brought into that as well. And I also remember him, True Romance, even before The Sopranos. So he was great in so many movies. Everything he did, he was phenomenal in. Even there's a shitty Christmas movie he was in with Ben Affleck. Like Four Christmases or something like that. Not Four Christmases. I forget what it's called again, but it's a bad, bad Christmas movie. But he was funny in that. I mean, he was just good. Last Castle. He was the warden with Robert Redford. Yes, he was just a bastard warden, as Nick put it. I mean, he just was a phenomenal actor and somebody that I looked up to. And it's crazy because, like, I'm his age. I'm the age he was on The Sopranos right now. Like, he was like 38 to like 47 or something like that on The Sopranos, or 46. And I'm right in the middle of that. So when I watch The Sopranos now, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like the same age as Tony. I can't picture doing any of that stuff. Being any kind of a, you know, forget about being a mob boss, running a household. I can't do any of that stuff. People depending on me for things. But again, I don't want to wax too much poetic on what James Gandolfini means to me because I talk about him all the time. I post about him all the time. It's just, you know, 10 years went by really fast. And, you know, the shows, I mean, it's, and it doesn't seem like it too, because I watch the shows all the time, you know, and it's great because he's immortalized. Anytime you want to, you know, experience the brilliance of James Gandolfini, you pop in the old school DVD or you stream something that he's in, and there he is right there for everybody to enjoy. And his son is taken right after him. Seems like he's a really good actor. I liked him in The Many Saints in Newark. I know a lot of people hating on that movie, but I liked it. And maybe he'll bring a little something to the table like his dad did. And Nick said, yeah, Pride of the Corinthians, top shelf. Yeah, he was. He was, you know, because you think of leading men. You know, you think of, like, you know, guys that don't look like us. Or me. You know, James Gandolfini was when he got to Sopranos, 38-year-old man, going bald, a little on the heavy side. You know what? He was the man. Girls loved him, guys loved him. Everybody, you know, was enamored with James Gandolfini and the energy that he brought. So rest in peace, James Gandolfini. I'll continue to do Tony Soprano Summer in the memory of the show, your work, and just, you know, trying to live the life to the fullest. So sometimes things have more of a meaning than what it is. Just got to look into that. Anyway, I hope that show made sense to you. I know I jumbled a lot. I was all over the place, but I had a lot on my mind, getting some things off my chest. I apologize if sometimes these shows are mishmash of everything, but that was episode 282 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast. Next week, I do have a guest. The lead singer of the band Diesel Boy, Dave Lake, will be my guest. Diesel Boy is putting out some new music, first time in over 10 years. Very excited to chop it up with him and tell him some funny stories about going to see his band back in the day and getting on stage and singing with them. Anyway, more of that next week. I want to thank everybody who joined us here on Facebook, on your podcast listening devices. This is episode 282. As always, the podcast is available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Also available on iTunes, 5-star rate and review. Check it out on Spotify and get the full video of the podcast, not just the audio. Nice little option they have there on Spotify. So check that out. We are played in and out each week by Hollow and their single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. Check it out on iTunes. And while you're there, look up his new band Demon Scar. They're dropping new music like crazy. Just released a live album, The Whiskey Bootleg. Check it out, demonscar.bandcamp.com. Long Island, only one place to go for your deli needs. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show. Tell him, because he doesn't listen to the show. He doesn't know that I do this each week. So definitely tell him. And while you're there, getting Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me. It really is that good. Finn'sDeli.com. Once again, thank you so much to everybody who joined us here tonight. Have an awesome week. I'll talk to you later.